Kufayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Dvarim Haboyim Beseicha Suda. Food that is eaten in the meal. Imein Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Suda. If the things that are coming because of the meal, Dinah, what are these things? Dvarim Shedech Lekvoy Suda Aleim. Lafis Baim Sapas. Things that people eat together with the bread, they are the main part of the Suda. These type of things you do not have to make a bracha because the bracha on the bread covers them. Kegoin, Basar, Bedogin, Bebesim. Meat and fish and eggs, yirokas, vegetables, gvina, vidaisa, cheeses and types of porridge, mine maluchin, pickled items, afilu oichlam beloy pas, even though you're eating them without the bread mamish. But since the bread is the basic part of the meal and all these things come together with the bread, it's considered the ikar meal, and ein to'unin brocha lifneim, you do not have to make a brocha before you eat them. The brocha of a maitzi patas them. You don't have to make bracha when you're finishing them. The birchas hamazon, and the birchas hamazon patters those things also. If there are things that are shaloi machmas asuda, dahina, what does that mean? When a person washes, the dechla, he does not make this his main course. And he doesn't eat it together with the pas. Examples of that are te'enim, anovim, chomine peiris, different types of fruits, because these are things that are made more for dessert and not to satiate oneself. So even if these fruits were in front of him, made them as the but the mice, it's not shaykh to eat the suda. The ikar suda is eating that he's eating to satiate himself. And this is just something that he eats for dessert afterwards for extra pleasure. Mr. Bruce says that even if they're cooked, also you make a brach on them, the different minhagim bad, different versions of stories of the Chavetz Chaim was choizebo or not choizebo, so whatever your minhag is acceptable as far as making a bracha on kompot, cooked fruit. So I'll call upon him. All these things that, like we said, these fruits that are not the things that are made as the main part of the meal. So im oichalaisen beloy pas dunim bracha lifneim bracha ubiches the birchas amitzi ain a patrasim. If you want to eat them without eating them together with the bread itself, then you have to make a bracha before you eat them. The lav meikir sude, they're not part of the main meal. The einam tunim bracha lachreim, but you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. Akivin the boy b'toych hasude, since you're eating it together with the rest of the meal, it's still included in birchas amazon patrasim. In other words, birchas amazon patrasim is anything that's part of the main meal, even if it's not things that were brought as dessert. But the bracha shayna of amaitzi only patters things that are made as the ikir suda, things that are made to satiate. When he started eating this fruit, then he ate them together with the bread, so it was used as like a spread on the bread, which is definitely tofel to the pas. And he also is planned to continue eating it with the bread, and he does continue eating with the bread, then even if there was a point that he was eating the fruit without the bread, he doesn't have to make the bracha on that point of time, because, as we say, he's really primarily using them to eat them together with the bread, as we see that he ate in the beginning and the end, and he doesn't have to have every drop of fruit with some bread in his mouth. The Vishru points out that all this is when the primary purpose of these fruits is to eat them together with the bread. But if he really wants them as a dessert, just he wants to get out of making a bracha, that is not enough to eat a little bread in the beginning, a little bread at the end, because it's not coming, the lafis is a pas, it's not coming to be eaten with the pas. So if he's doing it as dessert, he'd really have to make a tuffle to the bread. He'd have to eat bread with each part of that fruit, of dessert is being eaten. If the only thing he's eating in his meal is fruit, so that, then he is being kovei his suda on the fruit, and he doesn't have to eat bread with it at the end. Just has to start eating bread with the fruit, and that's good enough. So the example that's given here is fruit, but any type of thing that's eaten for dessert, except for the zaynus, one makes a bracha on it before he eats it.